Hello, welcome once again to Leto is the Law. I'm Steve Leto. Still getting over the cold, so you'll notice I'm talking a little quieter, and I'm also being careful not to run too many words together so quickly, which makes me cough a little bit. Let's see if I can get through this without coughing, because I'm at the tail end of getting over my cold. Today we're going to talk about why the car companies don't really care as much as you might think that they sold you a defective car. And as many of you know, my specialty is lemon law. I specialize in suing car companies over defective cars. And one of the things I often have to explain to people is that the process is kind of unusual. It makes complete sense, but most people don't think of it this way until it's explained to them by an attorney. But you go to a car dealership and you buy a brand new car. Car is defective. You take it back to the dealership for repairs. If they can't fix it within a certain amount of time or a certain number of repair attempts, it becomes a lemon. When you go after somebody under the lemon law, you don't go after the dealership that sold you the car. You go after the manufacturer that manufactured the car. And so I've talked before about that disconnect that happens between the car buyer and the car seller, because oftentimes the dealership will actually throw up their hands and go, "We can't fix your car. Sorry." And I've had many people tell me they, you know, actually had a dealership pull them aside and say, "Hey, call an attorney." And people are kind of confused. "Really? Like, you want us to sue you?" And they go, no, you don't sue us. Sue the manufacturer. That's who's going to, you know, who you're going to sue. But the interesting thing is that a lot of people, when they contact my office or I talk to them just in general settings, will often seem kind of perplexed that car companies don't seem to care that much about being sued. And I say, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And they say, "Well, you know," and this is where it gets interesting. I've had countless people who work for the car company that they got their car from. They actually designed it. They actually helped build it. They work at the company that built their car. Their car became defective, or it was defective when they bought it. They brought it back to their selling dealer. They brought it back to a different dealer. Doesn't matter. It gets to the point where they've got to do something about it. Now, as an employee of the manufacturer that built your car, you'd think that you might have some inside lane, some hotline you can call, somebody you can contact, somebody inside the corporation that could help you, right? Well, as you can imagine, the fact that people are talking to me means they've already tried that. And I've had more people than I can count who worked at Ford, worked at GM, worked at Chrysler, who bought one of their cars that their company manufactured. They even got a discount as an employee. And the fact is that they have this car. It can't be fixed. The dealership says, "We can't fix it." Other dealerships say, "We can't fix it." They've called their friends. They've called people in customer service. They've called around. They've done all the things that you'd expect any customer to do, but they've also done things that they thought they would be able to get help with because they're an insider. Wouldn't you think if you were an executive at one of these car companies that you could get someone to help you with your defective car? And no. You can't. It turns out that that's how big these companies are. So I often joke with people and say, you know, "You don't understand how large corporations are." And you know, there are people who work in these companies, you know, "Oh, I got a friend who works there." They don't know that person. It's like saying, you know, "I know somebody who lives in Ohio." Okay, so what? It's a big state. Well, these corporations are huge like that too. And unless you are the one person who works in that one department who actually does the buybacks, ain't nobody going to help you. So here's the thing. I've encountered this on behalf of people who work at all of the big three, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, who bought vehicles manufactured by their own company. They couldn't get them fixed. They couldn't get any help. They got so perplexed and frustrated that they called an attorney. And I know people say, "Steve, that can't be true." Well, it is true. What's even stranger is that some of these companies have actually got divisions or departments within them that do nothing but buy back defective cars. One company's got a department called RAV, Reacquired Vehicles. Guess what they do? They reacquire vehicles. And by reacquire, it means that they're getting back a vehicle that they had owned at one point in time. So if you are reacquiring vehicles, you got that right. So the fact that that exists should let you know something. The funniest thing of all, though, is that many of the people who got these cars that were lemons from the manufacturers they work for got employee discounts. And it's kind of funny because some of the car companies have played around with the language that's in the documents that people sign when they get an employee discount. And some of them will actually say right in there, "You promise you won't sue us, or you'll go to arbitration," or, you know, something like that. And it depends on which manufacturer you're with and when you signed it and so on as to how enforceable that might be. But the funny thing is that they put that language in there because they know that there's a chance that they sell vehicles all day long. A certain percentage of them are defective, including the ones they sell to their own employees. And I have had, like I said, I couldn't count the number of people who've called me and said, Steve, this is crazy. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I work for this company that manufactured this vehicle. I brought it in the shop for this many times. They can't fix it. I've called my friends in engineering. I've called my friends over here. I've called my friends over there. No one can help me. I've actually tried poking around inside the internal directories, trying to figure out who to speak to. No one can help me. I've actually said to people, you know, I work here. I don't want to have to file a lawsuit. Can somebody help me? No one can help them. It's scary, but it happens all the time. So that's what's always the most shocking to me. And it's kind of funny because once in a while, somebody will actually ask me and say, Steve, I'm curious. If I got a car with an employee discount and I'm forced to sue the manufacturer of the car and I work there, is that going to affect my job? And I have to tell people and say, well, I can't guarantee anything. But in the 27 or 28 years I've been doing this now, I've never had anybody come back and say, Steve, I had an adverse job event happen because I filed the lawsuit. And in fact, no one's ever even said anything to me about it afterwards. I just said, no, I file these all the time. And quite frankly, unless you file the suit, they're not going to help you. And so file the lawsuit, happens, and that's how it goes. So it's kind of something I think we can learn from, because a lot of people call my office and they say, Steve, I'm frustrated, but I don't want to file a lawsuit. I bought a brand new vehicle. It cost a lot of money. I brought it to the shop a bunch of times. And I think if I got to the right person, if I could reach the right person at the manufacturer, I think I could get help. I say, well, who do you think the right person is? They say, I don't know. I said, well, it's a big corporation. I mean, you could write to the CEO. Mary Barra might be interested in the fact that you've got a defective General Motors product, but I doubt it. But let's put it this way. If you're outside of the corporation and you're writing letters to people inside the corporation saying, I'm just a person who bought your vehicle, okay? How far do you think you can get when people who work inside the corporation, who have the directories, who have the internal phone system numbers they can look at, who can look at org charts and see who's in charge of this department, who's in charge of that department, they can actually figure out who the person is that can make that decision. And they can contact that person and get nowhere. And you don't know who that person is, and you're outside. How far do you think you can get? So that really is the lesson here, I think. I think a lot of people need to understand that large corporations, they do what they do because it makes money. Corporations are just big behemoths that make money, big corporations. And their job is to make money. Somewhere along the line, they realize this is how we make money. We make more money doing it this way than doing it the other way. Okay? So don't think that you're going to change the system, you're going to get around somehow, get the right person, or you're going to cause the Grinch of a corporation to have its heart expand one size. It's not going to happen. You're best off just looking at it from a realistic viewpoint, speaking to people who've actually been there and saying, hey, how did you get results? What did you do that actually worked? And when it comes to you bought a defective automobile brand new and no one can fix it, most likely you may have to file a lawsuit against the manufacturer, whether or not you work there. So that's what we're talking about today. We're all done. I managed to make it this far without coughing. Is that amazing or what? Otherwise, questions or comments, fire them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.